Around the grounds, we do it for Mitsubishi, our Pollock Safe cladding. 19 minutes left in this second half of the women's W, or the NRLW matches. The Roosters race away to score another try. So this will take them out to a 16 points to nil lead over the Warriors. That's with a kick to come. They're playing some good football, and they'll be two from two if they can go on and win this match and probably straight through to the grand final on grand final day. So another try to the Roosters. It's been awarded 16-0. Kick to come. The Roosters lead the Warriors in the NRLW match. A lovely text message from Lisa, one of our listeners. Hi, Mark and everyone. What a wonderful final series this is. I'm totally blind and love my radio coverage, so you all keep me informed and entertained. Erin, love your work, especially when you stand up to the boys on the continuous call team. Good on you, Lisa.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
Lovely to have your company. Well, look, we've caught up with Chance Nickel-Klokstad from the Canberra Raiders in the past, and he strikes me as a very unassuming type bloke, and obviously a very respectful young man as well. He's a family man, we know that. And I hope he understands why he's being lauded after last night's performance, because there are so many words to describe what he did last night, but I think the one that really stands out is Herculean. It was a Herculean performance at the back for the Raiders. We touched on the cramps that he was suffering, and he still managed to pull off a couple of try-saving tackles, which no doubt are the reason why the Canberra Raiders are through to a preliminary final. And I'm pleased to say our player of the match last night for Harvey Norman joins us on the line right now. G'day, Chance.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, what about you? How good were you last night?
Oh, yes. You know, it was pretty good to be able to play off the back of the middles. I thought our middles started very well, and, you know, that helps us at the back there to be able to do our job.
I was watching you from level 7 of the Brewongal stand last night from our commentary position, Charns, and our commentary team were talking about the cramps that wouldn't go away in that second half. I mean, how did you manage to just pull on exactly what you needed to do last night, all that courage, those guts, that determination to pull off those big tackles? Because, mate, everyone in rugby league is saying, how about this bloke? You're a star.
Oh, cheers. Thanks for that. I was probably just a bit of pickle juice that the trainer was giving me was helping me get through, and a bit of parade, and I guess a little bit of luck with those tackles there.
Charns, I can't help but notice the similarities between yourself and obviously Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, especially the willingness to put your body in positions a lot of other players wouldn't do defensively. How much time did you get to spend with Roger before you made the transition? Because from memory, you came over late in the piece during a pre-season to the Canberra Raiders.
Yeah, I was, you know, lucky enough to have the opportunity to, you know, work quite closely with Roger. And, you know, pretty much a lot of what I do, you know, he's the foundation for my game. And, you know, if there's anyone that, you know, I can take a page out of their book, it's definitely his.
Mate, I said last night, the bonus of having you playing fullback for them, and you were phenomenal last night, you won our man of the match, is that Ricky had the ability and the foresight to see that you're going to be, you know, a hell of a fullback, but he also had the foresight to switch Jack White into 5'8", and he's just been a sensation since he's gone to 5'8". It's just a double barrel tick from Ricky, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it was. It's, you know, that's why he's there, and, you know, he makes those sort of decisions, and Jack's having an outstanding year. He's definitely flourishing, and, you know, second full year of NRL in a position that he wanted to play. And, you know, he's only going to get better. We've, you know, hopefully got two more games to go, and I'm looking forward to see what he's continues to do with his game.
Mate, have you noticed any difference in Ricky's style of coaching, as in being cranky and happy? like, how long have you been? Is this your second year or third?
Yeah, this is my second year. So lucky enough, I missed a lot of the blow-ups and how he's been looked at on TV. But man, he's definitely not that person. He's always someone that he wants you to go to if you ever need a hand with anything, and he's always open for a conversation. He just wants you to be the best player you can be, and, you know, he allows us to do that.
What did he say to you guys after the match?
He just spoke about how proud he was of us. You know, to enjoy this moment, but to remember that, you know, we haven't achieved anything. We got a big game, another big game this weekend against the Melbourne Storm, and, you know, they're just as great as the Roosters are, so we're going to have to be on our toes again.
What about Sonny Bill Williams? I know you've played against him. I think his first match back was against the Raiders, but as a Kiwi and someone who probably would have idolised him growing up, what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was massive. I didn't realise you know, how big of a human he was until up close and personal. But, you know, he was definitely a momentum swinger for them last night. As soon as he come on, it just seems like all of the momentum was on their side. You know, he's such a great player and such a great role model for, you know, the game. Not only the game, but New Zealand and people that look up to New Zealand people or people that look up to him as well. And he does a really good job at keeping himself on check for those sort of people.
Chance, I want to ask you one last question, mate, and it might pull on the heartstrings a little bit, but I saw you post a photo during the week of your kids, and I mentioned the fact that you're a family man. Do your little ones realise that their dad, their old man's quite a big deal in Canberra at the moment?
Nah, not really. My boys, I'm just daddy to them. you know, they keep me grounded, keep me humble, and, you know, if anything, everything I do in this game is for them. So I'm pretty lucky to have those two boys in my life.
Good on you, mate. Well done on a wonderful performance last night, and good luck next week against the Melbourne Storm. Ricky said on Nine last night that it's going to be a quiet old week because that game last night would have taken plenty out of you, as we saw that with the cramps that you were going through in the second half. But well done, mate, our player of the match for Harvey Norman, and we'll see you next week against the Storm.
Oh, thank you guys very much. I appreciate that. Have a good week.
Well done, mate. Chance Nicol-Klokstad, one of the most humble and respectful people I think we've spoken to on this program, and a lot of the players are like it. It's great to hear, and I hope he understands why he's getting the raps, because he deserves them on a day like today.